Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's so wonderful to have you today on this Wednesday edition of the show. And I hope that you've been with us every single time that this broadcast has aired in your area, because we've been hearing Derek teach such important principles that are so contemporary. He's been talking about steps to revival. He began by talking about love as a precondition and fruit of revival, then the prayer of desperation, and now he's talking about revival as connected to living in this tumultuous fallen world in which we live. And the teaching is so relevant, because while we're living in an age of great possibilities and great opportunities, a glorious time to be alive, we're also living at a time of great trouble, where the shifting sands of our society are sometimes unsettling people, even believers. So grab a pen, grab your Bible, and listen now, taking notes, as Derek teaches us on how to live in a world that's falling apart.
So I want to offer you some words of counsel out of the Bible. First of all, as I studied this message, I realized that I didn't have anything new to say, that the Bible has already said it all. All I have to do is underline what the Bible has already said. The Bible is a timeless book. It applies in any age, in any culture, to any group of people. I've had the privilege of teaching the Bible amongst many different types of nationality and culture and language. And it's the only book I know that reaches every human being, wherever he is, from whatever background he is. So let's look at, first of all, Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. My first counsel is, align your life with God's priorities. Make God's priorities your priorities. Then you'll be in line for the blessing and the protection and the provision of God. And God has stated his priorities very clearly in a passage of the New Testament which is perhaps the most familiar of all passages, that which we call the Lord's Prayer. And after the introduction to our Father, the first petition of the Lord's Prayer, the one that takes precedence over all others, is, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that is priority number one for God. It is the coming of his kingdom on earth in the person of his chosen king, Jesus. So if you're not lined up with that as your priority, you'll find yourself out of harmony with God. You'll find yourself in situations where you don't have the answer, when you don't know how to respond. The first thing you have to make your mind up is, the thing that's most important in my life is that the kingdom of God should come on earth through Jesus Christ. Listen, if you don't believe that, don't pray the Lord's Prayer, because you're a hypocrite. That's the first specific petition of the Lord's Prayer. How many millions of people pray it and never realize what they're praying for? But that's it. That's his priority number one. Everything that's happening in human history is being directed by God to that one conclusion, the coming of God's kingdom on earth. And I would have to say to you, earth has no other hope. If we had to depend on what the politicians could do, God help us.
Amen.
They've had a long while, and I think that the world is in a worse mess today than it's ever been. And yet there are people foolish enough to believe that somehow politicians will get us out of the mess. I don't believe that. I believe we have an obligation to pray for our political leaders.
Amen.
But I don't expect salvation from the Conservatives, from the Labour Party, from the Democrats, from the Republicans. None of them has the answer. Now, let's look at another passage about the last days, which I see being fulfilled before our eyes. Again, you may have a different understanding. Hebrews chapter 12, the end of the chapter, beginning at verse 25, which is comparing us as New Testament believers with Israel when they received the law of Moses. And it says, Hebrews 12, beginning at verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. That's God. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. That's God speaking from heaven through his Son, Jesus Christ, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Do you believe that? I do. I believe that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, the writer goes on, now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. See, God's purpose in permitting a worldwide shaking of everything is to demonstrate the things that cannot be shaken. And then the writer goes on, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. There's only one kingdom that cannot be shaken.
Amen.
It's not the kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It is no earthly kingdom. It's the kingdom of God.
Amen.
It's the kingdom that's founded on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Jesus said, if you build on this foundation, no storm will overthrow what you build. But everything else that can be shaken will be shaken, and most of it is being shaken. Ask yourself, what are some of the things that can be shaken? Well, first of all, governments. There's scarcely a government on earth that isn't being shaken or hasn't been shaken at the moment. Then what about banks? Can banks be shaken? They certainly can, and some of them are being shaken. What about church denominations?
Yes.
Can they be shaken?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
I would have to say the Anglican Church at the moment is being shaken to its foundation. Can families be shaken? And they can, and they are being shaken. And the only families that will survive are those that are built on the rock, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God is sorting out everything into one or other of two categories. Those are the things that can be shaken and those things that cannot be shaken. And you and I need to know where we are. Are we truly in the kingdom that cannot be shaken? If not, we are going to suffer. There will be a shaking of everything, but the kingdom of God will pass through the shaking unmoved. Believe me, we will not be exempt from the shaking, but the result will be different in our lives. We shall stand when everything else collapses all around us.
You know, the great news of the gospel is that everything that happens to us, especially the negative things, have a purpose, have a redemptive purpose in Jesus Christ. And Derek just said that God's purpose in permitting a worldwide shaking of everything, and boy, that sure is going on today, is to demonstrate the things that cannot be shaken. Boy, that's good news. You read your paper, you see the things shaking all around you, everything in the world is being shaken, but you know that you're called to have an unshakable life, a life built on bedrock, a life that is not built on the shifting sands of our time. Boy, the world's going to be attracted to that. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Most believers know that fasting is beneficial and can make fresh spiritual power available in times of need, but very few know why. Here's good news. Derek Prince, widely known for his deep insights on the power and practice of fasting, reveals those insights in his powerful little book, How to Fast Successfully. Inside, you'll discover the spiritual truths behind the why, when, and how of fasting. And you'll find practical instruction for releasing the power of fasting in your own life. Call now to receive your copy of How to Fast Successfully, absolutely free. 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Through fasting, you'll hear God's voice more clearly, be more effective in prayer, and see breakthroughs in hard-to-overcome habits. Call now to get your free copy of How to Fast Successfully. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Hope you've been just right here with us in the trenches as we've been hearing about living in a world falling apart. This is such powerful material and so much the kind of thing that we need to know. Now, Derek's about to talk to us about our priorities, and this really determines how we end up in life and what happens to us in the seasons of the societal storms. So let's listen as Derek talks to us about how to live in a world falling apart.
In Haggai chapter 2, verse 7, which is quoted in Hebrews 12, the Lord says one thing which isn't actually quoted in Hebrews. He says, I will shake all nations. Let me say that again. I will shake all nations. Does that include Britain? Does that include the United States? Does that include the nations of Europe? Send in us. God is going to shake all nations. You better be prepared. Now, there's one kind of person who cannot be shaken. And you find him described in 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, and we begin at verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. Now, the word the world here in the Greek New Testament means a social system. The present world system is the world. And John says, don't love it. Young people especially, don't love the world. And then he goes on with a very serious statement. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. In other words, you cannot have it both ways. You cannot love the world and love God. You remember I preached earlier this week about God's love is a jealous love. He will not share your loyalty with the world. You have to make your mind up. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away. Bear that in mind. It's on its way out. And the lust of it. But now listen. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Who is the only unshakable person on earth today? The one who is totally committed to the will of God. And if you want to have a successful future in today's world, my counsel to you is, from this night forward, if you've never done it before, commit yourself without reservation to the will of God in your life. And you will abide. You will be unshakable. You'll be unshakable as the will of God itself, because you'll be identified with God's will. Then in this connection, let me recommend, which is just part of the same truth, that you maintain right priorities, because your priorities decide your life. The things that have top priority in your life are the things you find time for. Some people say, I can't find any time for the Bible. But they find time to eat. Whatever you give your time to, it indicates your priorities. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to eat. But I am saying, actually, the Bible is more important than food. So, here's God's counsel on priorities. It's from the same sixth chapter of Matthew, verse 33, familiar to many of you. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. All these things are all the things you need for daily life. Food, clothing, housing, transportation, whatever it may be. God says, if you seek my kingdom first, I'll take care of every other need in your life. Now, I've been a Christian 52 years, and basically, although I've had my moments of weakness, and my temptations. I've lived according to that principle. And I want to declare to all of you tonight, God has been faithful.
Hallelujah.
He has provided Hallelujah. Everything I need.
Amen.
My dear brothers and sisters, this is not a theory that I'm propounding. It's a reality based on Scripture and substantiated by experience. And I'm looking at others here who could say the same. We've sought the kingdom of God first, and He's taken care of every other need in our lives. Is that right? How many of you can say amen to that from experience?
Amen.
Bless you. All right, so that's my first counsel. Get your priorities right. Get lined up with the will of God from tonight forward. If you've never been confronted with this issue, you're confronted with it tonight, as clearly as I can confront you. Now, God's second priority is directly related to the first. God is going to establish a kingdom on earth, but He's looking for a people who will share His kingdom. So God's second priority is a people for the kingdom of God. And Ruth and I quoted that beautiful scripture. I think you better come up and say it again. This says it more clearly than I could ever try to say it. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for Himself His own special people, zealous for good works. That's God's second priority. His own special people. And it says in that passage that Jesus will purify His people. But there's another side to that. You turn to the first epistle of John, chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. 1 John chapter 3, and this is another passage that we recite. Do you want to do that? We haven't practiced this one, so help us. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, and we are. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, even just as He is pure. Did you hear those words? Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure. So you can say as much as you like about your waiting for the coming of the Lord, but if you are not purifying yourself, you're deceiving yourself. The mark of all who are truly waiting for the coming of the Lord is that they are purifying themselves just as He is pure. God has only one standard of purity, and it's Jesus.
You know, it really is simple. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. It's such a simple principle, but it's true whether we're living in times of peace or living in times of tumult. The fact of the matter is we put His priorities first, His concerns first, the principles of His kingdom first in our lives, and He will grant us all the other things that we desire. Now listen, a little later in our time together, there's going to be a special guest here with us, one of the key members of our Legacy Radio family. And there's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
What stands between you and your God-given dreams? What hinders you from walking out God's purpose for your life? The world constantly distracts us, taking our focus off of the things of God. But no distraction is greater than God's desire to restore us to a place of peace and purpose. In his classic DVD, The Doorway to Restoration, Derek Prince dissipates the distractions to reveal God's wonderful doorway to a powerful, purpose-filled life. To order your copy of The Doorway to Restoration for only $9.95, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. You can walk through God's doorway to restoration. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Hope you've been with us all day today as we've been talking about principles of revival and how to live in a falling world or a world falling apart. It's been a great time, as it has been all week. But with me in the studio today is one of my dear friends and also one of the producers of this show, David Holland. Dave, great to have you with us.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks.
You know, this teaching that Derek's doing, where he's talking about love originally connected to revival and then the prayer of desperation and now how to live in a world falling apart, it's like he taught it yesterday.
Yeah, it's absolutely relevant. And one of the things that strikes me as I'm listening to the teaching is that caring about revival really requires you to get outside yourself a little bit, which is fortunately not as common among believers as it ought to be. You cannot be self-absorbed. You cannot be utterly self-centered and care about your nation, care about revival, care about the condition of people who were lost. And there's something very appropriate and Christ-like about that move outside of your own needs, outside of your own self, to being others and outward oriented.
You know, Dave, we don't have time for a long philosophical discussion, but I wonder why the church ever goes in decline in the first place. You know as well as I do that the whole history of the church, particularly in America, is a rise and a fall, a rise and a fall, a revival and then a decline. I wonder if that's just, is it coded in our human nature? Is it just that we become preoccupied with the things of this world? I mean, in just a few seconds, you got a theory on that?
Well, I do. I think it's probably the same reason I go into spiritual decline as an individual. Things start going well in my life, and I get a little fat and prosperous and content and thinking I'm doing it all on my own and I'm self-sufficient. And then adversity really points me back toward God. And, you know, that adversity really puts me in remembrance of the fact that one of the precursors that Derek's been talking about, or the forerunners or precursors of revival, is fasting. And one of the great ways to deny yourself and to realize how self-absorbed you've been is to engage in a fast. Yes, that leads to revival often and is a key to bringing revival in prayer. But it's also, fasting has a very important role to play in other areas of our spiritual lives as well, which is why we thought it would be appropriate to make available to you a certain resource that Derek Prince developed over the years that is really, really powerful where the subject of fasting is concerned. It's a book called How to Fast Successfully that Derek wrote. And Derek is probably the preeminent teacher in the body of Christ about fasting. He had great revelation where fasting is concerned. And frankly, many believers simply don't know how to fast. When's the appropriate time to fast? What different kinds of fasts are there? What should you expect during a fast? All of these questions are addressed, and many, many others, in this book by Derek Prince, How to Fast Successfully. We want to give it to you as a gift. Our free gift to you. All you have to do is just let us know you want to receive it. You can call us at 1-800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or you can go online and request it at the website at derekprince.org.
I just hope that all of our listeners get that book, David. Thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, it's free. Go get it.
That's going to be wonderful. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Thursday as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's classic DVD, Doorway to Restoration, for only $9.95, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to ask about your free copy of How to Fast Successfully. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.